The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head them off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1959, the first patent for an integrated circuit was filed. On the same day in 1959, the first Titan intercontinental ballistic missile was launched from Cape Canaveral. Aside from being the missile most commonly associated with the Cold War, the Titan II would boost all of NASA's Gemini spacecraft into orbit. Born on this day in 1922, actor Patrick McNee. When he took the role of John Steed in The Avengers, Steed was only a sidekick character. Beginning with the second season, McNee was the star of the show.
Good morning, Mrs. Peel.
Good morning, Steed. The door's open.
Space station visionary Gerard K. O'Neill was born in 1927. Vince Guaraldi, the musical genius behind the infectious earworm that we call the Charlie Brown theme, died on this day in 1976. Comic artist Jack Kirby died in 1994. And in 2013, Stuart Freeborn, the legendary makeup artist and creature designer who created Yoda, died. His other work included Doctor Strangelove, 2001 A Space Odyssey, The Omen, and the Christopher Reeve Superman movies. In 1978, Blake 7 had two formidable new enemies, the Federation's Supreme Commander Servalan and the vicious Space Commander Travis.
Space Commander, it is good to see you.
Your aide said I was to wait. He was obviously mistaken. He doesn't realize the urgency of the matter. These are your orders.
Destroy Blake.
Depend on it.
Jacqueline Pierce and Stephen Greif made their first appearances in the episode Seek, Locate, Destroy, 6 weeks into the first season of Blake 7. And in 1979, Travis struck a fatal blow.
Come on, guys, hold on, come on, come on!
Blake!
It was the last Blake 7 appearance for David Jackson as Blake's fellow freedom fighter, Gan, in the episode Pressure Point. In 1989, Commander Riker became an exchange student in the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, A Matter of Honor.
An emergency transponder?
Slightly altered to transmit an omnidirectional signal and an emergency call.
Do you suspect trouble?
Simply a security precaution. I want to ensure your return to this ship.
Sentiment, Lieutenant Worf.
Efficiency, Commander.
I understand. Thank you.
And in 1995, Neelix became an organ donor, whether he wanted to be or not, in the Star Trek Voyager episode, Phage.
I can't be sure, but I think he's going into shock. Chakotay to Voyager. Medical emergency. Beam us directly to sickbay.
Get the blood gas infuser.
The what?
Equipment storage unit 2, second shelf on the left. Now! Hold him still.
What's happening, Doctor?
He's going into a coma. The infuser will keep his oxygen level stable for the next hour or so, but after that, he'll die. His lungs have been removed.
In 2000, the crew of Lex became trapped between fire and water as the Sci-Fi Channel premiered the third season of Lex.
Exactly where are we?
Between fire and water.
And how long have we been here?
You first appeared in the sky 3 battles ago.
How long is that?
A long time. There have been many expeditions to the giant comet, or bug, as you call it. This is the first to succeed.
Hmm. Interesting. Lex, you can wake up now.
Good morning,
Stanley.
This season had to be heavily censored, as the majority of the series' funding was now coming from Germany, and this German broadcaster wanted episodes with more nudity. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.